Progressive prosecutor movement goes on trial in California primary. Three prosecutors at the forefront of the progressive movement in California will be put to the test on June 7. Chisa Budin, San Francisco's chief prosecutor, faces a recall election in the primary. Polls suggest there is a good chance that he will lose. Diana Becton and Tori Berber-Salazar, chief prosecutors of two counties just east of San Francisco, face uphill re-election bids against career prosecutor challengers. All three are founding members of the Prosecutors Alliance, a first-of-its-kind prosecutor organization pushing progressive changes in the California criminal justice system. The fourth founding member, George Gaskin, is also mired by a robust recall campaign in Los Angeles. Budin, a former public defender and son of incarcerated parents, was elected in 2019 on a progressive platform. He set out policies to restrict cash bail and sentencing enhancements for offenders while ramping up criminal prosecutions against police officers. His term, coinciding with the pandemic years, has been marked by an uptick in property crimes and homicides, according to San Francisco police data. The political committee that is most active in the recall campaign, San Franciscans for Public Safety supporting the recall of Chisa Budin, spent nearly $4.5 million in 2022, according to the latest campaign finance disclosures published by the San Francisco Ethics Commission. The treasurer of the committee is Mary Yung, former San Francisco Democratic Party chair. Four committees opposing the recall spent a combined $2.1 million in 2022. Among them, a committee set up by the American Civil Liberties Union of Northern California spent $263,171. A San Francisco Examiner poll conducted a week ago finds 56% of San Francisco voters in favor of recalling Budin, 32% opposing the recall, and 12% undecided. Another poll commissioned by the Budin campaign finds likely voters evenly split on the recall. Contra Costa County. In Contra Costa County, incumbent Diana Becton faces a re-election bid against career prosecutor Mary Knox. Becton, a former judge, was first elected in 2018 on a progressive platform. During her term, she stopped prosecuting certain drug possession cases, piloted a resentencing program to reduce sentencing lengths, and started a data collection project to identify racial disparities within the system. Knox told the Epoch Times that she disagreed with Becton's policy to stop prosecuting a wide range of drug possession cases. Prosecuting the cases incentivizes people with serious addictions to get court-ordered treatment and reins in drug-fueled crimes such as thefts, robberies, and burglaries, she said. I think the crime will only increase until we start enforcing our laws the way they are written. It is the district attorney's ethical duty to file charges when the facts prove, beyond a reasonable doubt, that a crime was committed and not let your own personal beliefs get in the way, Knox said. Becton told the Epoch Times in a statement that her office focuses resources on prosecuting violent crimes. Knox also finds fault with the way Becton handled organized retail thefts at high-end stores. During the pandemic, Becton set a higher standard for prosecutors to charge looters, which emboldened the thieves, Knox said. Becton said that her office continues to file charges in organized retail thefts. Knox raised $385,978 this year, outraising Becton by about $143,000, according to the latest campaign finance disclosures published by Contra Costa County's election office. However, far more money was spent by super PACs that have chosen to get support Becton's campaign. These super PACs can raise and spend as much as they like, but they are prohibited from coordinating directly with any candidates. California Justice and Republic Safety PAC spent a whopping $963,884 on TV ads, digital ads, mailers, etc. in supporting Becton and opposing Knox in 2022, according to the latest data. George Soros, who has a record of supporting progressive prosecutor candidates, chipped in at least $652,000 into the PAC. Smart Justice California Action Fund put in $300,000. Lift Up Contra Costa Action Pack, affiliated with Tides Advocacy, also spent tens of thousands in supporting Becton. In support of Knox, Contra Costans for Progress and Justice, a pack formed by a coalition of local organizations and individuals, spent $228,548 in 2022. Contra Costa Deputy Sheriff's Association is the largest donor to the PAC, contributing $190,000. In 2020, Knox and four other prosecutors filed a federal lawsuit accusing Becton of discriminative promotion practices. In 2019, Knox filed an unfair workplace treatment complaint alleging that Becton demoted her after she supported Becton's challenger in the 2018 election. San Joaquin County. In San Joaquin County, incumbent Tory Verber Salazar faces a re-election bid against career prosecutor Ron Freitas. Salazar, a Republican career prosecutor who worked at the Gang and Homicide Unit, was first elected in 2014 and re-elected in an uncontested race in 2018. In 2020, Salazar joined Budin, Gaskin, and Becton to form Prosecutors Alliance. The alliance follows the 21 principles for progressive prosecutors developed by Fair and Just Prosecution, Brennan Center for Justice, and Justice Collaborative, including ending cash bail, stopping prosecuting misdemeanors, holding police accountable, expunging criminal records, and ending the death penalty. In April, the district attorney's portion of the San Joaquin County Attorneys Association concluded a vote of no confidence in Salazar's ability to effectively manage the office. Freitas told the Epoch Times that he disagrees with the direction set forth by the Prosecutors Alliance. For instance, he thinks stopping prosecuting misdemeanors will embolden the criminals and give rise to more violent crime. Freitas raised $222,287 in 2022, outraising Becton by two times, according to the latest campaign finance disclosures published by San Joaquin County.